Queer.
FM 102.1. 25 years is the year. This is it. We are celebrating here at 4ZZZ during Radiothon. We built this station. 264 Barry Parade is our official entrance. But in 1992, when we moved from Toowong to Fortitude Valley, we were actually at 291 St Paul's Terrace. It's still the same building, it's just we had a different entrance. I am joined by the two people who started Queer Radio in this building. Gay Lemon, welcome back.
Oh, thank you. Fantastic to be here.
Jeff Ward, welcome back.
A delight to be here.
It is amazing to think it's 25 years.
It is, and I've got to say, I just had a moment where I was looking for all the buttons because I'm thinking, we're interviewing Blair tonight. How amazing is that?
She was on the other hoof.
Yes.
And it's not just, I guess, the physical differences between now and 25 years ago when we were talking a little bit earlier about things like we relied on turntables on the left and right. We didn't use a lot of CD. Actually, quite rarely would we even play CDs. They would normally be from a private collection that you brought in. But most of it was using vinyl from the Triple Z library because you'd have to come in early to select the vinyl you'd most likely play and then get requests and go back and, of course, staying back to file the vinyl afterwards. It was certainly a great sense of excitement because there was change in the air. Triple Z had found a new premises, was into it, and even though things were a bit skeletal or transitional, it was, I think everyone was really optimistic of, wow, this can really go somewhere, and obviously has. Although I must admit, I think the first couple of shows, I don't remember there being walls.
You know, it's
there might have been one or two, but I remember broadcasting and thinking, I wonder if the listeners can hear the other 12 people that are walking around the building in the background.
Or the traffic that was outside. Because it was over in what you call the production studio.
Production
now.
And Studio 3, yeah.
And it was, we were the second show to broadcast from the site. And I remember coming in and
it was hot.
It was hot. I don't think there were many walls. And the other thing I remember really clearly, there were cords hanging down from the ceiling, and I think the record library was possibly in some sort of order.
Yeah,
I vaguely remember that, and we had the really old. Remember, it was the really old desk that we had to work off. It was all the one with the old pots and stuff like that. It was really, really dodgy.
Do you think that when the big kerfuffle happened at the end of '88 and the fascists took over under Victoria Brazil, they actually did Triple Z a favour by moving it away from the uni and away from student activism?
Yeah, I would think that maybe we didn't have insight into that at the time, that was the case. But I think there was a difficult transition from Toowong, because Toowong was small, uncomfortable and somewhat hard to get to if you didn't have a car, or there wasn't a lot of public transport options at Toowong. But yeah, I definitely think once they'd moved here, I think it was, wow, this is a new beginning for 4ZZZ and a new beginning for Southeast Queensland, listening to community radio.
Now, you were both involved with a lot of the moving into the building and being a part of the building. Jeff, I have it as a piece of received fact, so now you can put it on the record or rule it out completely. I have it as received fact that the now very faded car park markings, marking out the three spaces of the car park at the back of the building, you painted. Is that correct?
Look, this may be, I cannot confirm or deny this.
The drugs were very good back at that time.
I do remember something vague, but I just remember it being a lot of fun. And also, because it was in the valley, it made it much easier to get to physically, and parking and walking here and public transport. And I think it also attracted more people. You know, it was somewhat of a magnet for everyone to come and enjoy, you know, what the radio station could offer.
And this is the thing, you know, the thing I love about radio is its immediacy. And back then, the other thing that was great about it was for people who didn't have access to print media or who didn't have access...
Because this is obviously pre-internet, and information was all printed or through radio.
Absolutely. And the great thing about if you were listening to a radio program was that you could just simply flick the dial and nobody would necessarily know what you'd previously been listening to. Whereas, you know, if you're watching a TV show, it's a bit hard to sort of, you know...
And I think there were less stations on the FM band then because the contrast between where you were at 102.1 on Triple Z and going to Triple M, was it called?
Yep.
Or those other commercial networks with... Yeah.
Yep.
I mean, the contrast was... You certainly knew you were listening to 4ZZZ.
And do you remember when Triple J was about to start broadcasting? And I remember there was a bit of fear that sort of rippled through the... through Z because we're all going...
Would it split and the audience?
Yeah, and we said, look, you know, the loyal listeners will just stay with us because we offer something that Jay would never do.
And the charm, I think, of Triple Z radio then and now is, you know, it's not perfect and it's not supposed to be perfect and you make mistakes and the mistakes are kind of, well, how you learn, but kind of fun as well.
Mm. Yeah, absolutely.
So this is Radiothon. What would you like to say to people out there about subscribing and supporting Triple Z?
Well, it's just the importance that it's the bread and butter. That's what keeps Triple Z going. And if you don't subscribe to Triple Z, if the money doesn't come in, the broadcasts don't happen and that Triple Z has to, you know, live off the smell of an oily rag.
And people power will always... It's so important. You know, even though we do have the internet and we've got so-called social media, I really do think there's something very precious about this station that needs to be preserved. And it can only happen through the goodwill of the people who listen and their friends and their butt plugs, because we had a butt plug subscribe once. It was so... I'll never forget that. Do you remember that day when you and
I were
doing...
Talk about diverse community.
Absolutely. Look, you know, subscribe a sex toy. That's what you need to do.